Good Wednesday morning, I'm Jake Sherman, and this is your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by United Health Group. D.C. government is closed, most suburban school districts are closed, Metro is operating on a modified schedule. As of just before 6 a.m., the snow was very light in upper northwest D.C., but is expected to get heavy throughout the day. Don't tell Congress, the Senate is planning 430 votes, and the House has not canceled its schedule for the day. The Austin bombing suspect has died, according to the Austin American-Statesman. A critical update on the omnibus this morning. Aides expect the text of the government funding bill to be released by noon. We've heard that before. Here's some details from the negotiations which stretched throughout the night last night. The Gateway funding project is essentially out of the bill. The legislation gives spending authority on that project to Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao. Wall funding is at $1.6 billion, not the $25 billion that Trump wants. And they're still haggling over guns. Republicans want a background check bill and a school safety bill inserted in this must-pass legislation. Democrats want more. An issue about grain co-ops and low-income housing tax credits are still unresolved. Timing will be tight. It's possible Congress has to pass this bill in a day or two. The government shuts down Friday night. A playbook scoop this morning, House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy and Vice President Mike Pence have given $2.1 million from their joint fundraising committee to House Republicans. That's a massive sum that solidifies them as the top fundraising duo in D.C. Another scoop, if the snow stays at bay, Joe Biden is slated to come to the Hill today to meet with the Blue Collar Caucus, a group of House Dems led by Brendan Boyle of Pennsylvania and Mark Vesey of Texas. In Illinois, the primaries were last night. J.B. Pritzker and Bruce Rauner won their primaries, as did Dan Lipinski, an embattled Democratic incumbent. The Washington Post reports that Trump's national security team asked the president not to congratulate Vladimir Putin on his electoral victory. He did anyway. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.